The Jubal Show on demand. It's time. War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
People's phones love to tell on them, don't they?
That's what they do. Mm-hmm.
It's time for War of the Roses to catch a cheater. And Tiffany is on the phone. She thinks that her husband might be cheating her all because of the phone.
Mm,
so we're going to find out why she thinks he's cheating and see if we can catch him right now. Tiffany, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, I guess you're probably not that good.
I'm good because I'm about to find out if he's cheating.
Ooh, you sound aggressive. Yeah. I like it.
You do. You sound like you're going to get fired up if we find out that your husband is cheating on you. How long have you guys been together?
5 years.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
That's just married. I've known him for like 12 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And do you know him to be unfaithful ever? Have you guys ever had any infidelity problems?
Never, but it was just my birthday and he did nothing for it.
Oh,
that's a dead giveaway.
What?
And is that a new thing?
Like, he didn't even get you flowers or anything?
Nope, nothing.
Did he get you a card?
Nope.
Like, are you guys fighting at all, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not gonna lie to you.
It sounds like it.
A lot of resentment.
Yeah. You should definitely be getting something, though, for your birthday. I mean, something for that shows that they care a little bit.
Even if you guys are arguing all the time, and even if you're at that point where you might feel like either you have to figure some stuff out or separate, get your wife a birthday present.
I completely agree. And I haven't said anything. I mean, I even had all my girlfriends do they surprised me with a dinner and they brought my gifts over to the house. And the next day when it was actually my birthday and he's like, where are all these gifts from? I'm like, my birthday dinner?
Wow.
Hinting to him, even my friends got me gifts.
Is that the reason that you think that he's cheating? Because you mentioned in your email something about a phone bill.
No, and then I did notice a number too. He's been our phone bill's been really expensive and I didn't understand why it's been so expensive. So I kind of did my own investigating and there was a number that I wasn't familiar with. So I gave it a call and sure enough, a female answered.
Ooh.
And then I hung up. And so then now that's why I'm okay. This makes total sense. That's why he probably didn't get me a gift. You know what I mean?
Did you ask him, what's going on? Why are you calling this number so much?
No.
I mean, it definitely sounds super shady.
Yeah, my heart's racing right now.
Have you thought of a way that we could call him that wouldn't seem suspect?
He does love skateboarding, so okay. I don't know if that means anything.
Are you dating a 12-year-old?
Yeah, he doesn't give birthday presents and he's skateboarding all the time.
It feels that way.
Does he belong to any kind of skate group?
Skaters Anonymous?
Does he buy stuff from one place?
The skate park a lot with my son.
Okay.
That's near our house.
Does he belong to any kind of rewards programs, anything like that?
He signs up for competitions and he just did one called
Okay. I imagine they would have his information then.
Mm-hmm.
How did he do? Did he win the whole thing?
No, but he did hurt himself and I kind of got happy.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, maybe I can use that then.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll call him from that skate competition and see if I can pull it off because I don't know anything about that world. But and we'll say that we want to send him some free wheels.
It could be the kickflip of love.
Rockets. And the kickflip of love.
Yeah. Or the half pipe of love.
Yeah. And some flowers. And then see if he sends them to you or someone else, okay?
Oh my gosh. This is crazy. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Yep. No problem. All right. We'll play a song, come back, and then we'll make our phone call next. It's a Jubal Show. Right in the middle of today's War of the Roses to catch a cheater. And Tiffany is on the phone, and she thinks that her husband of 5 years is skating in a different half pipe than
that
he
good.
Should be.
I like
Thank
that
you.
One.
Appreciate that because he's a skater. But Tiffany thinks that he might be cheating on her because he didn't get her a birthday gift this year. They've been having problems, married for 5 years. They've known each other for 12. They've been having problems. He didn't even give her a birthday gift this year. Also, there's been a number on their phone bill that he's calling a lot. She called it. Somebody answered. It was a female.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tiffany, you just hung up, right? You didn't say anything to her?
Yeah, I just hung up. I didn't know what to say.
I'm pretty sure something's going on. And the only way that we could think of to call him that wouldn't seem super weird is he signed up for a skate competition, or he competed in it, and I guess hurt himself. But I'm going to call from that competition and say, hey, sorry about falling. Sorry about losing. here's some flowers we can send to a loved one if you want. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But anyway, send in some flowers to someone and see if he gives us your name or someone else's.
I really hope he gives you your name. I mean, you guys have a family together. It's been a long time.
For real.
I mean, I deserve flowers, right? Like, you didn't even give me a gift.
The least you can do is give me flowers.
Yeah.
Nobody else would deserve those flowers.
I know. Thank you.
Yeah.
And what part of the body did he hurt?
Oh, yeah.
He scraped his knee.
Oh, scraped his knee.
Oh, just a scrape.
He's fine.
He needed stitches.
All right. Well, I'm going to call him right now and see if we can do this. Here we go.
Hello.
This is Chucky calling from.
Oh, hey. Hello.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I'm just calling you because I wanted to thank you for signing up this year. I know you didn't, you know, finish where you thought you would. I mean, I know you got hurt, so.
Yeah, no. I totally killed my board the other day. I'm trying to work on my rail slide and. I gotta fix my board.
Well, dude, hey, are you gonna sign up next year?
Yeah, I'm signing up next year.
Sick. Okay, good. Because like, what we're doing is some of the guys who didn't place and hurt themselves. Like, we're just doing a thing right now where we're saying thank you for signing up. You know, because we're like a smaller, you know, competition organization trying to get started and everything. So.
Oh, I thought you guys were a big one.
What I mean is, like, I'm new, trying to get started. Calling up some people who didn't place really and hurt themselves to say, hope you sign up next year. Thank you. We're going to offer you like, I'm going to send you some trucks.
Wow.
And,
oh, okay.
Also you can send flowers to someone.
Yeah, that sounds cool to me. And I don't have to pay for anything.
No, dude, you don't have to pay anything at all. So we're just hooking you up. Just say thank you. And hopefully you'll sign up again next year. Sorry about the knee.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Okay. So like, let's start to send the flowers out, dude. All I need, because we work with like a local flower shop, so all I need is like first, last name.
It's Maria, and then the last name.
So you said Maria?
Yeah.
Okay. And is there anything you want to put on a card? Because it comes with a card.
Yeah. I guess put thanks for. The other day, you're a kick-ass ripper.
Who the hell is Maria?
Hello?
Who the hell is Maria?
Who's this? Hello?
Your wife! Who you should be sending the flowers to! You didn't even give me a birthday gift! Who the hell is Maria?
Eric, this is the Jubal Show. My name's Jubal.
Mine's Alex Fresh.
Mine's English Evan.
And you already know your wife is listening.
Tiffany, is that you?
Yes, that's me. Like, you don't know my voice?
What's going on here? What the hell's going on?
What the hell is going on, Zach?
What do you mean? What the hell's going on? What the hell's going on here?
Zach, this is a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show. And when people think someone's cheating on them, they can hit us up and we try to catch them in a thing we call War of the Roses Catch a Cheater. And your wife, Tiffany, of 5 years, thought that you might be seeing someone else, and it sounds like you might be seeing a Maria.
Are you kidding me? Tiffany, really? Is this seriously wasting my time?
Yeah, seriously.
I thought this was about, seriously, I'm trying to get this skate sponsorship, and you're going to be doing me like this? Really?
Wow, you're still concerned about this. It's a prank. You don't get no skates. Like, what are you talking about? There was a number that came up on our phone bill. I wasn't sure about it. I called it, and a girl answered. So, yeah, I contacted them to see what was going on, because you're not going to tell me the truth.
Oh, my God. First of all, Maria is a friend of mine who's in the skating competition, and she's been helping me out with some of my tricks.
You sent her flowers, though.
Yeah, well, they're free. I didn't have to pay for it, according to you.
Why not send your wife flowers who you didn't get anything for her birthday?
Is this really what you got to do, Tiff? You got to prank me to try to get some answers on something that's not even happening? I don't understand why you're using a radio station to try to call me and catch me for...
Shut up! You sent a woman flowers who is not your wife. What if I did that? How would you feel? If I sent a man flowers who was not you, if you heard another man's name on this phone.
You know, whatever, Tiffany. If you want to send the guy some roses or whatever, stuff like that, I really don't care. Especially if they're,
then you
like,
don't care about our
out.
Marriage.
Oh, good Lord. If you want to work out, if you want to talk and work out something, then we'll talk. But this is ridiculous that you're trying to trap me. And for some,
I think you've already been trapped.
I mean, this is going to be great for my attorney. So we're done. Mm-hmm. There's no excuse. Like you don't care about me. You didn't even get anything for my birthday. And then you get a chance to send free flowers to
Excuse
someone.
Excuse me. What do you mean?
Yeah?
I took you and the family out to lunch. Are you kidding me? You know what, Tiffany? I really don't want to
do
this.
You always
do
that.
Over
we're done with whatever. The games. What do you mean? That's nothing
whatever.
Special. You know, I've been supporting you and your stupid skateboard dream for too long. I hope Maria can support you because I'm done.
You know, whatever, Tiffany, whatever. You've never, that's BS. You've never supported me. And that's all good. I see how it is.
Who paid for you to enter the contest?
Does Maria know that you're married?
First of all, I'm not going to entertain this because nothing's happening. Yeah, I sent her free flowers because I thought I was getting them for free and not
You're
paying
crazy.
For it. What, you know what? Whatever. I'm not going to do this. I'm really not going to do this. I'm going to let go. I'm
red-handed.
This is ridiculous.
And it's gone. I don't think you wanted to answer your question about if Maria knows that he's married.
I wanted to ask him what his best trick was, but I couldn't find the right time.
Yeah, it's not a good time for that, I don't think, in that conversation. Tiffany, I'm sorry that you found that out, though. That's obviously disturbing. But
yeah, we have three kids. I don't even know what to do right now.
You have three kids?
Mm-hmm. Three kids, yeah.
You can for sure find someone who is going to respect you and not cheat on you and send you the flowers.
I know. I just was really hoping to hear my name.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you will find someone who won't do that to you. Also, it sounds like you've been supporting him and he's just been kind of using you to do his skate thing. So, like, you'll also find someone that will be an equal partner.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just, like, kind of shocked right now.
I got a great idea for revenge, too, all right? Because he's in these competitions. Obviously, he's never really winning them, right?
No, he's horrible. I don't know why he thinks he can, like, make a career out of this. Like, he's the next Tony Hawk's or something.
Go to the competitions, hook up with the guy who always beats him. That will kill him.
Oh my God.
I mean, there were a whole bunch of hot guys there, so.
All right.
The Jubal Show on demand.